Blog Talk Radio.
Of North America, the United States in particular, when you allow the media to influence you enough to reduce him to a slogan, when you think of Martin Luther King, you start thinking, I have a dream. But if you listen to the speech where he talked about having a dream, you say, well, you know, there was a whole lot of other stuff in this speech that was that actually overshadowed the I have a dream part. It's important for us to get to know our leaders, past and present and future. It's important that we get to know them from our perspective instead of allowing people who eliminated or seek to eliminate or demoralize and defame our leaders instead of letting them create the narrative for how we perceive those who we either followed, admired, or consider to be role models. So Martin Luther King, for those of you who may not know, yes, he spurred a nonviolent movement, but that was mostly because he knew that if he took to the streets and promoted physical violence as a form of rebellion with our people, he knew we would have just been murdered in the streets. We'd have been mowed down like fresh grass, like tall grass. We would have just been mowed down, and there would have been nobody who stood trial for it. So near the end of his life, he realized that maybe he could have taken a different approach instead of total nonviolence. But in retrospect, he did the right thing. And if you don't believe he did the right thing, then find me a leader who did the opposite of Martin Luther King and was successful. Because a lot of people like to compare Malcolm X and Martin Luther King. That's another thing the media has promoted us to do. And we don't need to compare one of our leaders to another leader. The most important thing is that both of them or any of them are effective leaders, and that they're leading us somewhere where we want to go. So that I wanted to say that about Martin Luther King and MLK Day in particular, because he was a freedom fighter and he was real. Wanda Peters, thanks for coming through and checking out the Daily Go Getimism show. We're going to be talking about the real reason that we want to be independent. At least we say we're independent. We want to be independent. We want people to look at us like we're independent. So I think it's time for us to get into this whole thing. Let's get into it and get involved. These puzzle pieces out of place. We going to solve now. Emily on the Instagram side also. Thanks for coming through. Appreciate y'all, man. Like, so let's talk about this whole independent thing. You know, it's a very popular word. It's a very popular word these days. You know, people running around here talking about they've done it all themselves. They got it by themselves. They got their own crib. They got their own car. They take care of their kids. They buy out the bar. They make their own cash, and they don't have to ask nobody for nothing. Well, is that 100% true for people who we even may perceive to do just that? Does anybody make themselves? Does anybody who claims to be 100% independent, are they? And can we give them a test, a quiz, an exam to see if they are 100% independent and expect them to pass? Can they pass that test? Maybe some of us believe that we are independent. Some of us right here in the comments or on the phones, or you know, just checking out the show in the background. Do you consider yourself to be independent? And if so, what is independent to you? Because it is a word that definitely does have a definition, but just like a lot of English words, it may be one of those words that has different definitions for different situations and different people who are in the interpretation of conveying the word to others. So what do you think? A lot of people may have thought that I was going to try to get at women who call themselves independent. I'm an independent woman, single mother. Well, you know, that's all good. I don't need no man. I've heard people say it. I've heard people say it. Hold on. I just saw something interesting on one of these social media sites. They were comparing a side-by-side comparison in a versus battle between R. Kelly and Keith Sweat. Like, come on, man. You know, Keith Sweat can't get with no R. Kelly. I mean, listen, you know, sexual assault and abduction and human trafficking aside, ain't nobody fucking with R. Kelly. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. That ain't no easy score. That he ain't easy to beat. But let's talk about this independence thing. Oh, what's up? Cherry came on through. Good to see me some you. It's Cinderella day to day. Well, it's the woman day to day with fame. It's Cinderella day to day. Well, it's the woman day to day with fame. What's going on day to day? Good to see me some you. And Queen Matu Mayini, Queen Monica Davis is all up in the house on the Instagram side. Good to see me some you without a get out. Yeah, Carol Chamberlain says most people only focus on that part of the speech. Yeah, you know how that go. You know how that go. Because that's the part that they promoted the most. That's the part that they wanted us to focus on. Nonviolence and I have a dream. Yeah, we still dreaming. We still dreaming. Carol Chamberlain says, I don't think that anyone has achieved anything by themselves. Everybody has been helped along the way, in my opinion. And I think that's about as close to being accurate as you can get. I mean, but you know, Carol and everybody else, it used to be a big badge of honor. It used to be a big thing to have a bunch of people who were willing to help you out. That was your squad. That was your gang. Those were your people. That was your army. That was your backing. Those were your family. That's what it used to be. It didn't used to be a big deal for you, especially our people, to get everything on their own, because they know, we know, we should know how hard it is for any of us to have a come up of proportions to whereas we didn't have to go through any channels or pay any dues or kiss any ass or make any deals in order for us to be successful in any realm of activity that we may have pursued. But yeah, it used to be a big deal for you to have a bunch of people like, listen, we on some Billy Goat Gruff shit. You can fuck with me all you want, but you're going to have to deal with my big brothers. You have to deal with my cousins that just came home. You have to deal with my mom and my daddy if they're still alive. You have to deal with my uncles in the next state, three states over, down south, midwest, up north, west coast, and all of that. So, yeah, you can go ahead and do whatever you got to do to me, but it's not going to be safe for you afterwards. That used to be the big thing. Like, yo, you know what? I can't stand that dude, but I'm going to leave him alone because he got people behind him that are going to regulate and take care of things if anything should happen and jump off. That used to be the big thing. And you would think that's still the big thing when you consider the gangster culture, the gang culture that permeates the United States. Bloods, Crips, Latin Kings, and other gangs, even motorcycle gangs. You got Pagans and Hell's Angels and Black motorcycle gangs and shit. You know. Wheels of Soul. I don't know how big they are, but it doesn't matter. Problem. The point is that I'm trying to make is that it used to be a badge of honor to have conducted yourself in a way that people would look out for you. So that way you didn't have to worry about ever being homeless. You didn't have to worry about ever being unemployed. You didn't have to worry about ever not knowing where your next meal was coming from. You didn't have to worry about, you know, not ever being comfortable or safe in a situation. You could go from neighborhood to neighborhood, city to city, town to town, state to state, even different countries, because you had people who were going to hold it down for you, people who were going to look out for you, people who were going to make sure and ensure that you were going to be okay. That used to be the big thing. Now everything is, nah, I did it by myself. I got it by myself. I made it here by myself. I was born of myself. I ain't even got no mama and daddy. I made it here, Immaculate Conception. Immaculate Conception, even Jesus, you know, came from Mary. Yeah, well, I didn't. I'm a Big Bang Theory type person. I just happened. You just what? Nigga, what? That's how deep it's getting. Hey, yeah. For a lot of women, especially black women, it's going down like that. You know, it's a big deal nowadays for black women to be independent. I don't need no man. I don't have to depend on no man. I'm going to make sure I raise my... Hold up. Make sure I raise my daughter and make sure that she can, so she don't need no man. I'm going to make sure that I raise my baby and do all that she can. She won't need no man. I'm going to teach her plumbing, electricity, and carpentry, and masonry. She ain't going to need no man. In her face, she going to be okay. She ain't got to depend on another nigga for no dick today. I'm going to give her a drawer full of toys. She ain't got to worry about none of them boys. She'll never get her heart broke. Yes, the fuck she will, daddy. Fuck is wrong with you? Independent women. Got her own money. She got her own car. She got her own. She pay her own bills. She put herself through school. She got her own job. She take care of her kids all by herself. She doing it all by herself. Is that how she designed it? All the women out here who are independent women, quote unquote independent, doing everything for themselves, by themselves. Is that how you grew up? If you could go back before you had children, before you had real bills and all that kind of stuff, if you could draw up the plan, is that how you would have drew it up? Like, I'm only going to have a man to have kids by, and I'm going to raise them all by myself. No financial assistance, no emotional assistance, no moral assistance, no nothing. Because if that's the way you would have drawn it up from the beginning, then I guess independent is exactly where you want to be. But most of us had children because we were in love somewhere along the line. Or if nothing else, we were in lust somewhere along the line. But we went through the whole 9 months of the pregnancy. Six, seven, 8 months if we were part of a premature situation. But the bottom line is we had somebody in our lives that we really, 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 really liked or loved, and we started a family with them. Now, being independent has more than just kids that make up its ingredients. But kids are a strong suit. And it's an area of concentration that we go to and that we point to. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill. I said my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. What's up, my brother? Thanks for coming on through. I hope you're feeling all right. Yes, I hope you do. Word. Ansel Jones says, the Air Force really taught me I'm not bigger or better than anyone else. The people in charge make you want to do something, make you want to do better for yourself. That's what's up. And so also says, 18 years old, I knew everything about nothing important. Fresh out of high school. Real shit. Carol says, wrong, daddy. You broke. Wrong, daddy. You broke and may still be breaking hearts. Robbie Mink says, some of us women need a man. I think all women need a man, even dykes. Yeah, even homosexual women, straight lesbians. Yeah, you know why they need a man? Because they need to learn how to dress better. They dress like shit. I ain't never seen a stud that I was like, yo, she, shit. Nice shoes, no. Nice jeans, Definitely not. Hey, that sweatshirt. That button. Hey, your hair. Nope. I ain't never seen a stud dress in any way that I would duplicate. Even if she saw me wearing some shit and went out and bought that, I'm like, it don't look the same on you, ma. Let me take that shit back. I'm sorry, Dad. What the fuck out of here? But anyway, every woman needs a man. I profess. But guess what? Every man needs a woman. Every single one. And you know why? Because you were born from a woman. You came out of the womb from a woman. Your first influence was from a woman. And your continuing influences were from a woman. So even if you are a gay male, you still need a woman. Because more than likely, women had such an influence on you that you are emulating the life, feelings, emotions, and actions of a woman. Even if you are not sexually attracted to one. A woman shows you the game. That's your lifestyle, if we want to talk about lifestyle. Men and women need each other. And the bullshit about us not needing each other, whatever, or one of us believing that we are different from everybody else, so we don't need one, but everybody else needs one. So we won't be able to play them kind of games. We're not doing that. No, no, no. And let me tell you something else. I'm glad, Robbie, I'm glad you said some of us women need a man. I'm glad you said need instead of want. Because the way things are right now with us, with all of us, not all of us, but so many of us striving for independence, we think that it's not cool to need. It's only cool to want. Like, I got everything I need, so I just want you. You know, that's some disrespectful shit. It is very disrespectful. And if you notice, when we've said that about somebody or to somebody, because some of us have actually said it to somebody, we was being disrespectful when we said it. Now, weren't we? Yeah, we knew it. We were very conscious. We were very conscious of the fact that we were being disrespectful. And we acted like we didn't give a fuck. What's going on, Will Horn? Good to see me, some you. Oh, yes, yes, it's true. Oh, yes, I do. And R. Brown, Brown. And listen, Sucre J2, I can't really say the Sucre J2. I don't know. It's French, man. I can't do it. But it needs to be done. Thanks for coming through and checking out the Daily Go Get a Business Show. We are talking about the real reason we want to be independent. I don't think that being independent is a favorable position, because if it was a favorable position, we wouldn't be doing it in response. We would be doing it ahead of time. We would have said, I'm going to have children by myself. I'm going to raise them by myself. I'm never going to ask for any help, and I'm never going to put myself in a position where I'm ever going to need any help. But what happens most of the time is that we already know that we grew up needing help. Since the time you were a baby, you needed help. You needed help learning how to talk, how to walk, how to read, how to learn, how to get a cookie, sweets, ask for what you want. You had to learn. You needed help. You couldn't reach things that you wanted. It was up too high and you were too small. You needed help. So when did we get to the point like, yo, I ain't even going to ask my mom or my dad or my big brothers and sisters, none of that shit. I'm not doing that. I'm going to find me a stepladder around it. I got into a fight at school or in the playground. Got my lip busted my nose. I ain't gonna ask for no help though. Word. Okay. I don't need no Band-Aid. I'm good. I'm independent. Get my own Band-Aid. Only person that can judge me is God, and only person that can heal me is God. Well, I hope he sends you down a divine tourniquet. because your shit is fucked up, son. Somebody need to stabilize that arm and stop that bleeding. You about to be blue. You about to be following the blue laws. My brother Lawrence Sakel. What's going on, my brother Lawrence Sakel? My man Chuck is all up in the house. Good to see me, some of you, my brother. No diggity, 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 doubt. Oh, yeah. You know, we think it's weak, or we calling people weak, or we're looking at ourselves as weak because we need somebody. And, yeah, just in case y'all was going to ask the question or were wondering about the question, yes, you can want and need something at the same time. And wants can be needs in disguise. I mean, we already be lying. Like, I don't need nobody. I just want something. Like, I don't need no ass. I just want some ass. And other people will co-sign that shit, too. Like, yeah, you don't need sex. You just be wanting sex. Like, no, the fuck you, nah. There are plenty of times in life where you need sex. I mean, absolutely need it. What you talking about? How you think the earth got populated? Oh, yeah, well, okay, yeah, you need it for procreation, but you don't need it for pleasure. Like, what the fuck you talking about? No, name somebody who did it for procreation who didn't have fun in the process. Shoot. Just because something isn't a bare necessity, you know, just because something isn't going to allow you to, just because something isn't going to make, or just because not having something at that time is not going to kill you, doesn't mean that it's not necessary. What are you talking about? It's essential. It's essential. Shout out to all my essential workers out there. You're not essential because motherfuckers are going to die that day if you don't show up for work. You're essential because you need it. We need you. We need you. Same thing with sex. Same thing with love. Same thing with affection. Same thing with time. Same thing with attention, time, affection. Compassion, same thing with companionship. Yes, you need those things. They are essential. Because you see what happens to people who don't get that kind of shit. They be all mad all the time, bitter all the time. You know, niggas be saying, yo, you must be on your period. Like, this, that lady 60 years old. I don't think she on a period, dog. Well, she must have some residual period on, I'm going on, son, because she be tripping. So you being disrespectful. But she was being disrespectful, too. But you don't have to do that in response. Y'all need to get with each other and work each other and work it out. But see, these are the kind of things that happen when you don't get the kind of things that you need. And you have been, and you're trying to repress those things. Because somebody has suppressed your freedom to express the things that you need. I don't know when needs became a weakness. I just don't understand. Like I said, back in the day, it used to be a big deal to have an army, a squad, a whole team of people that'll hold you down. Now it's like, nah, solo dolo. I got it all myself, son. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's even reflective in the music nowadays. You know what I mean? There ain't no R&B groups. Where the groups? There are barely any rap groups. Definitely hardly any R&B groups that weren't formed way, you know, years before. Name a new R&B group. Name me an R&B group that you know of that was formed in the last 5 years. Please help me out. Because I don't know of any. I don't know of any groups. I like R&B music. And we have plenty of soloists. A lot of those soloists ain't good enough to be solo. Like, you need to be in the background or something. You know what I mean? Get your skills up. You ain't ready to be. You shouldn't be no soloist. You can't sing. But worse than not being able to sing, your songs ain't good enough, son. You need to get that writing together and improve that music. You need a producer. You need a producer. Gary Sherry says, when you say independent, some people feel that that means the absence of a black man. Independent black woman, to some people, sound harsh. Yeah. I mean, listen, what we want to do today is we want to decode independent. What the fuck is, why? You know, all this, I don't need no man shit. You see how dumb it sounds if a man try to come like that, because you know he got to be gay to say, what you mean you don't need no man? I mean, I'm sorry. Hold on, my man. What you mean you don't need a woman? What you mean? I don't need no woman. I know how to cook. I know how to clean. I know how to do my laundry. I know how to, Nigga, there are plenty of positions in housekeeping that males fit up, that females fill, and males. A check is a check. You don't need a woman. A woman is not reduced to just domestic duties. If the woman in your life is not a woman that you can talk to, relate to, spill your guts to, pillow talk with, trust, miss her when she's gone, love her when she's there, adore her when she's around, that ain't the woman for you. But you still may need her in some ways. It's just that your cipher isn't complete. The foreign exchange came out way more than 5 years ago, my brother. But that was a good one. Actually, I don't like them that much. They need to get their production together. I'm like, y'all got some good shit here. I don't know. What would you say? It's a little jazzy. I'm like, they just missing the mark. I'm like, these songs ain't good enough. I want to like this group. But nah, foreign exchange, let me see. The Foreign Exchange, any single year they came out. What year did the group, the Foreign Exchange, come out? 2002. Definitely a little bit more than 5 years ago. Yeah. Shout out to Foreign Exchange. Get y'all writing up. Fix that music. You know what I mean? Add a bass line in that shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, make that shit. You know, some of these groups be trying to be too artsy-fartsy. Like, all right. And I like Cerebral. I love lyrics and all that. But that shit got to have some good music behind it. I mean, follow the Mary J. Blige example. The Weeknd. Shout out to The Weeknd. I'm mad. He got too popular. He's starting to water his own shit down. I don't need The Weeknd to become Danny Glover. I mean, what's Childish Gambino? What is his? His last name is Glover. What's his first album was all that. First album was all. I was like, this cat got it. Ever since, you know, the second, I was like, oh, okay, I see what we're doing. I see what we're doing, Mr. Glover. I see what we're doing, Mr. Glover. Lauren, somebody's home. I went solo too. I sing too good. I ain't. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light? And so Jones says, most people that like fighting always want people around to watch. I've learned the hard way. There's a difference between fighting and assault and battery. It sure is. Assault and battery is not a fight. That's a beatdown. The batter part. That means if it's assault and battery, it may have involved a weapon. He had these little brass knuckles. And so says, yes, I started the fight, but he wouldn't stop. Yeah, that's battery. Annette Davis, the number one. What's going on, Annette Davis, the number one? Annette Davis, the number one. What's going on, Ma? She said, sooner or later, you get used to being by yourself, which is disheartening. I miss being held and kissed, but I've gotten used to not having it. I'm not trying to sound bitter, but this shit is getting old. But you are illustrating my point. We are claiming independence as a response, as an alternative. That's not what we wanted. That's not what we wanted up front. And I'm going to take it a little bit farther. I was going to save this for later on in the show. But the truth of the matter is,
One of the reasons why we want to be independent and we have chosen, some of us have chosen the route to go independent is because somebody made us feel bad as shit about wanting them, needing them, patronizing them. We called on somebody before to help us before, and they made us eat it. They either ridiculed us in front of other people, or in private, they made us feel small and insignificant. And so we said, okay. Well, fuck it then. I'm going to get it by myself. That was the catalyst. That's how we started our independent journey. It wasn't because that's what we wanted to do. We had a woman that we leaned on, that we depended on. And she told us, oh, you a punk motherfucker. If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't have shit. And you ain't have shit before you met me. You couldn't dress. You ain't even know how to get your hair cut. And you stunk. Didn't know how to fuck. Didn't know how to do, still don't know how to fuck. You don't know how to do, yo. All of a sudden, you started the all bitches ain't shit type of attitude. Same thing with women. Yeah. The brother used to give you money. He used to take care of all your financial needs. He was Johnny on the spot. He used to hook you up sugar daddy style. But as soon as you didn't do something that he wanted you to do, he started itemizing and auditing all the things he did to you. And then he read off the list. You know. Oh. Bitch, you think you the shit now, huh? Okay. Yeah, well, you wasn't the shit when you ain't had no car. You wasn't the shit when you barely was living. You was pretty much living from pillow to post. Couch surfing and shit. That little job. Was you working at Starbucks? Working at Family Dollar? What's your little welfare to work at? Fuck out of here. Three kids, welfare to work. And you would only work long enough to keep the check going. Making sure you didn't have a job good enough to keep the check going while you did your little hair on people's steps and porches and shit. You ain't shit. You bum ass. You bum bitch ass. You got a lot of fucking nerve. We said, oh, okay. All of this because you ain't make tacos on Friday night. All of this because, you know, you ain't hook up the hamburger helper and the cheese and the lettuce and tomatoes, onions, and taco sauce. You ain't get the old El Paso. You ain't get the old El Paso popping on a Friday night. And this nigga let off. You know, he was drunk when he said it. Said, okay. It happens. We get burned by somebody. We get ridiculed, embarrassed by somebody, put down by somebody, humiliated by somebody who was previously holding it down for us. Now we said, okay. Now I see how you really feel. Won't have to worry about it again. Won't have to worry about it again. Won't be asking you or no other person for shit. I got this. Robbie Ming says, when a man says he doesn't need a woman, I look at him side-eyed and say, I'm good, my brother. Yeah, because, you know, I don't think I've ever heard a man say that he didn't need a woman. I've heard men say that all, you know, these bitches ain't shit and all that kind of stuff. But that comes out of hurt, too. You know, that don't come out of nothing but a situation where a dude got his feelings hurt by a woman. You know, a woman scorned is bad, but a man scorned is disgusting. Because there's nothing more disgusting than seeing a man who doesn't like women for a particular time. He sounds terrible. It's like he'll take any opportunity to list, chronicle, and express the shortcomings of a woman. Sound like a straight bitch. But every now and then, he finds a sidekick that co-signs that dumb shit. The thing is, as a man, he was supposed to be independent any motherfucking way. But what's the level? What's the level of independence? He didn't put himself on this earth by himself. He didn't raise himself. He didn't teach himself. But some people do it, you know. We probably know people who try to kick that shit. Like, nah. I grew up to myself. My mom was on drugs. My dad wasn't there. He was never in my life. So I had to raise myself. I'm like, your foster mother, nobody? Well, okay, but nobody said you didn't try. Nobody said you didn't contribute. But to try to give yourself total credit, 100%. Come on, man. Come on, shorty, stop that dumb shit. You a single mother, but you got three kids, three different baby fathers or some shit like that. You needed help somewhere. Even if you just needed help getting a nut off. No. My three baby fathers never made me come. Well, somebody did. Because you kept trying. And personally, yeah, I mean, this is going to sound a little harsh, but I'm going to just keep it a buck. If you have baby by a motherfucker that don't make you come, I guess we all make choices. LaKeisha Carter. LaKeisha Carter bombed hard. Wait a minute. Is that Penn State LaKeisha Carter? You know what I'm saying? What I'm talking about. Is that Penn State LaKeisha Carter birthday May 27th? Because it could be. I mean, there are actually a lot of LaKeisha Carter. But only one that I know. Maybe two. Anyway. Narcel says, I had to take a look at the part I played for me to call her a bitch when I got fed up. It happens, man. And then David says, in my case, I just got tired of people making promises to me and not keeping them. Okay. But the fact that you needed them to make promises in the first place shows that, you know, we need some assistance. I mean, you know what? This is a black show for the most part, only black people look at. But when you really think about it, what room do we have to express the arrogance of total independence? Like, where has that gotten us? If this was 200 years ago, and I was a slave, and I ran away, and I ain't take none of my other brothers, sisters, slave quarter brethren and sisterins with me, right? I just ran away to North on some, you know what I mean, fast on some Kunta Kinte without the cut foot. And I just broke North. I get up North. Here's what I don't know. Because I'm a slave and I was never taught to read or write. Okay, now I've made it to a place where I think that there's freedom. First of all, depending on how far, what position I was in down south, let's say if I'm North Carolina, that's a long-ass run, son. It's going to be real hard for you to make it past the Mason-Dixon line, even in a car, going from North Carolina to Pennsylvania. talking about 9-10 hours. 600 miles. It ain't sweet, doggy. So, you're going to need help. You're going to need help. Imagine slave, you know what I mean? You speak with the diction of a patois English, American English. You can't read. You can't write. You can't trust anybody either. But how you going to make it? How you going to make it 600 miles to the north without somebody giving you housing, shelter, food, a safe place to sleep, rest, some new clothes, some new shoes or something? Because those shoes that you're wearing are not going to get you 600 miles. Your shit going to be fucked up. And you might get sick. And if you don't do it in the warmer months, it'll be cold. But the biggest part about it is that you didn't bring any of your brothers and sisters with you. So when you reach Pennsylvania, what you're going to find, little did you know, is that there's racism up there, and there are people up there who believe in slavery down there. And because you are still only 3/5 of a man, you are not, the Constitution wasn't written with you in mind to be a citizen. So guess what? When you get up there, you're going to find that you're not a citizen. And you also want to find people out there who resent the fact that you ran away. That's like you broke the laws down there. And they could sell you right back into slavery. The location does not make you free. The laws of that, the governing laws of that location are what is going to make you free or not. Check the Dred Scott decision. Dred Scott had to learn that firsthand. Real shit. So, appreciate the hearts over there on the Instagram side. I appreciate that mucho. Appreciate that. Oh, speaking of which, make sure that y'all like the show. Press the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, it's the Daily Go Get a Business Show. We are talking about the real reason that we want to be independent. So, without you being so independent and you running from slavery 200 years ago, and then you went up north, you're going to have to be extremely lucky or blessed beyond belief. Because you left your assistance, you left your help, you left your resources there to suffer in slavery. You probably talk some dumb shit like, yo, when I get free, I'm going to come back and get y'all. Motherfucker, you got 600 miles. You know how long it takes. I understand that you a slave. Maybe you thought you was a super slave. But working in that field and humping it 600 miles to freedom, shit is real. I use that example to try to illustrate what's going on right now. Why do niggas think that they don't need other niggas? When and where and who has made it to the point where we can say, yo, he did it all by himself? Okay, let's go to our celebrities. Because that's normally the only semblance of success, of financial success that we know about right off the top of the dome. So let's go to Michael Jordan. Let's go to Oprah. Let's go to who else is close to being a billionaire? Maybe Diddy. Yeah, maybe Jay-Z. They're not billionaires, you know what I'm saying? Especially the network. But since we think that they're so rich, let's go to them. They do it all by themselves. I didn't see any of them doing by themselves. I ain't see one. I never saw one basket that Michael Jordan sunk on an empty court against five other motherfuckers. I ain't see that. I haven't even seen the Harlem Globetrotters do that. Well, maybe. Maybe I did. Shout out to Curly. Rest in peace, Curly. Curly was dope. He was dope. Metal Lock Lemon. Shout out. Mm-hmm. Bottom line is, Jordan ain't doing it all by himself. He didn't draw up the contract that he signed all by himself. He sure ain't buying all his goddamn sneakers. I think it's safe to say that Michael Jordan hasn't done anything by himself, including learn how to play basketball well. He even said that. Motherfucker, remember when he got inducted into the Hall of Fame, and this motherfucker talking about the boy, what was his teammate, nemesis in high school or some shit like that, like, I beat you. Right, that motherfucker made you better. Wasn't that weird? Like, dude, you are arguably the best ever. And you shout, you rubbing it in the face of, you ain't even do Karl Malone that way. What is wrong with you? MJ, what's with that guy? What's with that guy? Robbie Ming says, since I am older and more mature, I know what kind of man I need in my life. And that says, that's why I don't ask for help. I don't know, Annette. A closed mouth don't get fed. And you just can't do everything by yourself, except get in trouble. You can do that all alone. But getting yourself out of it. And I just don't see any reason to let our pride get in the way. And this is not personal to you or anybody. But we do allow our pride to get in the way. Like, or our fear of rejection. Well, they just going to say no, so I ain't going. So what? What's wrong with being told no? So the fuck what? When you really think about it, the real work starts when somebody says yes. You get around a no. A no should really promote you to explore other options. That's what being told no should do. It should get you to explore different options. What they say, when one door closes, another one opens, right? That's what no should do to you. Think about it. When somebody says yes, now you're stuck at that station. Because your options start to dry up when somebody says yes. Like, oh, shit. Think of it or liken it to going to an auction. Now, you go to an auction, you bid on anything you want. Play around at an auction and bid on some shit that you didn't think you was going to get. And then win this shit. Like, oh, fuck. This shit happened to me on eBay. It did. Happened to me on eBay. You know what I mean? I was bidding on this piece. I said, yo, I'm a lowball motherfucker. That's it. That shit came up like, yo. I was like, huh? They said yes to that price. They was like, yeah. Now, because you won, you made the offer. They said yes. Now you got to buy it. But I did want it at that price. So, I'm saying all that to say this. When you know what you want and you go for it, you're probably going to have to ask somebody who has it. When you go to buy something in the store, you have to have enough money. But if you're a smart person at the store, even if you have enough money, you'll try to finagle a little. That's why what most of us do before we go buy a purchase that we're unfamiliar. I mean, before we make a purchase that we're unfamiliar with or from a vendor that we're unfamiliar with, we ask around. Or if you don't want to ask around because you don't think it's going to matter because only one person, one place has it or something like that. Online, somebody like me goes and reads the reviews. You know what those reviews do? Help me. They help me to make a decision. They give me a little bit of information about what some of the issues are that may crop up in buying this product. So whenever I buy something online, I go straight to the one star one. Not that the one star reviews are the most accurate, but you're going to see the bottom of the barrel, who's disgruntled. But it's help. It gives you information. It's feeding you information that you can use.
So, yeah, I don't see anything. I used to be that way, though. I didn't want to ask anybody for help. Now, if I don't ask for help, it's because I don't want help from that particular person. It may be because I know the motive of that person. I'm going to ask for help from somebody. It's just not going to be them. I know what it's hitting for if I ask them. Everybody else, I'm like, or somebody else, I'm like, yeah, you got me? Okay. That's what's up. We're going to make this thing happen.
What's up? Robbie Ming says, Lakeisha, every woman has what kind of man they need in their life.
Or you mean the idea? Lakeisha says, I believe we get at least what we need.
Metaphorically so, yeah.
Metaphorically. So it says, Sam Cooke is a great example for seeking independence. Before Motown, there was S.A.R. until he read the fine print. A lot of people believe that that was the reason that Sam Cooke was murdered, because he was getting it popping. He was getting it popping independently. Like, these record companies, we ain't fucking with that. You know what I mean? We gonna learn. Oh, they jerking us, but we can see them. So what we gonna do is we gonna learn how to play the game ourselves, and we gonna independently and get all the money. That's what we wanna do. And even when he was murdered, he mentored some people. He mentored a few people, Bobby Womack, and definitely the Otis Redding. And, Otis Redding had his own record company, too. Started off on Stax, was branching off on Stax. Wait a minute. Or did he create Stax? Whatever the case may be, he was going the independent route. That's why he was pretty rich, that Otis Redding. You know, he was only 26 when he died. I ain't going front. He was the oldest looking 26-year-old I ever saw in my life. But nonetheless, many people believe that's why Otis went down on that plane. Many people believe that Otis Redding's plane crash was a murder. He was getting that cash. And now think about it. He learned how to go independent from Sam Cooke. Sam Cooke got murdered. He went independent, got murdered. Then, he became the grandfather of Aaliyah, and she got murdered in the plane crash. Anyway, okay, forget, scratch the last one. Scratch the last one. In the cargo yard, if something is heavy, you're the brains, I'm the muscle. Well, this independent thing. I mean, it's a beautiful thing that you take care of your children, that you work, went to school, whatever. But a lot of those things that we brag about are just part of being an adult and definitely part of parenting. Doesn't mean that you did everything by yourself. And it doesn't mean that you don't need any help. Everyone needs love. Everyone needs attention. Everyone needs affection. Everyone needs time. Everyone needs patience. Everyone needs understanding. Everyone needs compassion. Everyone needs companionship. Everyone needs tutoring, mentorship, teaching. And some of y'all, you know, need head. Now, for y'all women out there, you know, got a drawer full of toys and all that kind of shit, you still can't get head from them. Now, somebody gonna say, well, you know, I have this device that can say, yeah, you can simulate head, but you can't get head except for from a real person. Same thing with men. You know, I put a post up yesterday, you know, somebody said, oh, no, you know, blow-up dolls. Men gotta have blow-up dolls because I said that they haven't come up with a device that men can use sexually that can compare to a woman. But women be fooling themselves into believing that they can masturbate the need for sex with a man out of their mind. And people saying, oh no, no, oh, they got blow up dolls. I don't give a, what the fuck is a, what kind of weirdo? Listen, man, I don't know who y'all know, but I know this. If any man ever came to me and said that he ever used a blow up doll at any point in his life for anything, I would be looking at that motherfucker more than sideways. I'd be like, listen, first of all, me and you ain't friends. I would never be friends with a weirdo that would employ some shit like that. That shit is out of the bounds of understanding. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you, son? You must be crazy. But even so, that blow-up doll can't give you head. Can't. You know? And there's no cookie-cutter head. There's no one way or one style of giving head that you would be satisfied for the rest of your life. We only think that there is when somebody does it wrong. But anyway, besides physical pleasure, we all need someone for a variety of things. You know, we all have our individual needs. Why suppress it? Why suppress our needs? Why allow someone to have credit for discrediting our ability to be free and resourceful? Why would we do that? Well, I ain't with it and I ain't doing it. And I don't know too many people who have let their pride get in the way more than me. But at least I've calculated it, or I've learned to calculate it better, rather than just being stubborn like, well, you ain't going to give me what I want, I'll get it on my own. No, it's better now. I'm more like, okay, I ain't get it from you, but I bet you I'll get it. I don't have to get it all by myself, as long as I get it for myself. But I don't mind getting the team involved. If y'all didn't come here and do this show with me every day, I think I'm going to do this shit. I do know what it's like to do a show where nobody's listening. Guess what? The motivation to keep doing it is like, oh, man, I've been up here talking for 15 minutes. Man, I'm going to extrapolate that to mean 2 hours. I got to go. Let me let you good people get on about it here so you can go about your day. The answer was just, okay, wait. Oh, Nars, you out? All right, man. You know what I'm saying? Good to see you, my brother. Thanks for coming on through. See you tomorrow night. I hope to work. But yeah, man. You know, it's independent talk. We independent. All my independent women. There's nothing wrong with being resourceful, being independent in that way. Like, I will find a way in order to succeed. Or I'll find a way in order for myself to succeed. Nothing wrong with that. But all that, I'm the shit because I got it myself. I do it myself. Yeah, because I don't really think that there's too much pride in being by yourself. That's normally indicative of some bad decisions. And then David says, I'm not trying to be funny, but I think that years of lack of sexual activity has a lot to do with my current health situation. Sex is important. Period. Only, listen, people try to downplay sex like there is no necessity when it comes to sex. What are you, crazy? Even animals know better than that. We the only ones that feel guilty over sex and all crazy shit. You know my motto. If it's not a sexual assault, it's good. No, if it's not a sexual assault, it's satisfactory. It's been proven that lack of sexual activity can cause real world health problems. Prostate problems. Men are supposed to bust on a regular basis. It's true. Lack of sexual activity for women. Yeah. They should start drying up. And when they finally have sex, it can really lack pleasure for both parties involved. Not a good look. Get your shit off. Stacey Yvette White says, we might need a man, but you don't want just anybody. That's true. I'm not saying that you shouldn't scrutinize. What I'm saying is you shouldn't eliminate. And like I said, this conversation was way bigger than just sex. But I appreciate that anytime I get in front of a camera, you know, people start thinking about sex. I need to find a way to market that shit. Mm-hmm. Damn, when I'm simulating writing, I should probably have some paper. So, all right, let's do these birthday shout outs. Birthday shout out to do. Some people were born on this glorious. Next to the last day of Capricorn, it's the 18th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Go getter and frequent. Well, not frequent, but multi-time commenter on the Daily Go Get a Business show. She's called in a couple of times. Miss Bossy Law, who claims that she will never hug ankles. Anybody trying that shit? Happy birthday to you. And my brother, my man Craig Hamilton, turning 50 years old today. Happy birthday to you, 1971, baby. And Adalisa Sarante, turning 29 years old today. And Chris Zimmerman, happy birthday to you. And Prince Ness Irriton Breen, turning 26 years old today. And Mean Dion Ford, turning 30 years old today. And Carmela Pucciarelli Jones, turning 68 years old today. And Andre Greenlee, turning 32 years old today. And Nikki Kavanaugh Stone, happy birthday to you. And go get her, my man Dwayne Bronham, turning 50 years old today, 71. Hey, and Johnny Robinson, turning 51 years old today. And my girl Felicia Edwards, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, my man William Reeves Jr., turning 42 years old today. I want to say, happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious January 18th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock on and do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait, great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, being independent is a good thing. Hopefully you're not independent in response to not being able to depend on dependence. Hopefully you're not being independent in response to not being able to depend on being dependent. There's nothing wrong with having a one and a two, and even having more numbers than that. There's nothing wrong with needing someone or needing anyone. There's nothing wrong with needing, period. You know, nothing. And trust me, just because one person or even some persons try to make you feel bad about something doesn't mean that they are right about how they are expressing themselves. And if you don't understand that, well, check this out. Remember these group of people called the Nazi Party? Well, they swore that they were all right, right? They were definitely the majority. How'd that turn out? Oh, they had a hell of a run. They had a hell of a run. But how'd it end? Then you have these Proud Boys and Boogaloo Boys, all this old bullshit. The white supremacists following Donald Trump. Can't tell them shit now, can you? How's it turning out? How's it going to end? Regardless of how many people get hurt in the process, how is it going to end? It's not going to end with them being on top. No way. So don't be afraid or ashamed to ask for help if you need it. And I don't care how many times you have to ask. Finish the job the same way that you would try to finish the job if you were giving assistance to somebody else. Let somebody else top you off. I want to thank y'all for coming through tonight. We will be back tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I appreciate y'all coming through. Love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. So we're going to get on up out of here. On the Blog Talk side, I'm going to get back. Holla, 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 the holla back. And on the Instagram.